Blog Talk Radio.
CLWA3 Network.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
The NAWC, for over 50 months, the revolutionary force in talk entertainment.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussions.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
So let me get this straight. The WWE has gone from the powerful Austin 316 to the dominant and iconic, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? All the way to,
you can't see me, you can't see me, you can't see me.
What are you playing, peekaboo?
You can't see me, I can see you, you can you see me?
Oh, believe me, we all can see you, we all can see you. A blindfolded, sleeping, stuck in the basement Stevie Wonder can see your monkey ass. How the hell you think we can miss? You come out here with your bright-ass purple shirt, and before that, your bright green shirt, before that, your bright orange shirt, you run around here looking like a big fat bowl of Fruity Pebbles. It's every day John Cena walks out here looking like he just got shot out of Barney the Dinosaur's anus.
And finally, Nikki Haymon has come to CLW83.
Woohoo! There should be some applause for that.
I am sorry I'm late, but I had to catch up with a future Hall of Famer. I had to catch up with a second World Heavyweight Champion. But I would never forsake the North American Wrestling Connection.
Bless your heart.
So before I go into those gory details, I want to introduce the usual suspects this evening. First, our generous sound man, Mr. Jim Williams.
Let me just say, watching SmackDown tonight, I want to shake the hand of the guy who had the Cena wears Lince come sign. Just try to shake that guy's hand.
Jeez.
Wow.
Wow.
We also have our earlier this week birthday boy, Mr. Jason Block.
You know, there are so many things that happened just from those 8 minutes that just made me go, wow. Those minutes of The Rock's promo was just insane, and we'll get to that later. That's a tease, folks.
And our third in our group of three and me, Mr. VRM.
Darren, I forgot what I was going to say on SpongeBob. You had to play The Rock sound, didn't you?
Absolutely, so, absolutely.
It'll come back to me. It'll come back. Oh, actually, no, I remember now. No, finally, what I said 2 weeks ago came to pass, and The Rock was the one that had that guy Michael Cole to shut the fuck up.
And in the same process, he shut up the Raw GM, something that no one else on Raw has managed to do, not even Edge, because it was only a temporary deal.
Oh, that was the other thing. Damn it, son of a bitch. If I may, just one more thing.
Yes.
So, is Dolph back in the OVW crate, or is he in an FCW crate now?
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Although, admittedly, since he did make a stop over at Kent State University, those of you who may have seen the picture I posted where I was recruiting him, you might notice he might have looked at his career options. In the background, you can see several golf irons. Damn it, only one of you guys got that.
I have food in my mouth. I got it.
Mr. Ziggler also received a photograph of his former exploits as a caddy. and I was thankfully not thrown out of the building. But DJ and I did have the opportunity to meet Ziggler last week, and he was in very good spirits. So I don't think they're going to get rid of him just yet. In fact, when we get to Pickham's, I don't think he's as gone as Teddy Long would even want us to think. But our future, this future champion will come up in further conversation. I want to bring up, Monday night, especially with that brilliant intro. The fact that, yes, it was still, while it was still a very good show and had some wonderful Valentine's themes to it, there was a tinge of sadness as Jerry Lawler was unable to attend the festivities as his mother had passed away over the weekend at the ripe old age of 90. Our condolences to the Lawler family.
Absolutely, and unfortunately his mother had suffered from Alzheimer's, which must have been a very big strain on him and his family.
I'm sure, and it's hard with him being on the road. Brian Christopher is always on the road himself. He's still out there working. I ran into him in Cleveland last year. You know, and it's hard to get somebody to be there for her. So Lawler was given the time off he needed to for his grievings, but we know he will be in Oakland on Sunday. Josh Matthews took over the duties rather remarkably and in an excellent cover. Or at least I think was an excellent cover, to keep Miz busy and quiet. They threw Bryan Danielson at him. I mean, Daniel Bryan.
And honestly, though, when the Miz went there, it wasn't as oogie as it could have been.
I think it's something that, you know, if Miz is as much of a company man as he comes across off camera, I honestly think that in his phone call, if he made a phone call to Lawler, said, you know, to express his condolences, he's going to say, where can I go with this? Because you know I have to use this. But we know that he's not so much of a heel that he's not going to pull Randy Orton and do an Eddie's in Hell promo.
Yeah, at least he was respectful with it. Gotta give him props for that. He was able to spin it a little bit but he spent the condolences, he still got condolences across, sounded genuine, which isn't what he was trying to do, what it's supposed to be.
Wow, you okay there, BRM? Your connection's terrible.
No, I've got food in my mouth. I'm eating pizza.
Okay.
And he eats pizza. Anyway, I'm sure they had something planned, so, you know, they broke our hearts, and Miz wrestled Daniel Bryan again. Jim, are you back? Not yet. Did you get to watch Raw this week?
I didn't get to watch it live, but I did DVR it.
Okay.
So I wasn't in the chat for the live, if you smell, but still it was a mark out.
So I'll certainly take it. Also, we saw a little bit with John Morrison, who has seemed to have completely lost his zen. And he just opened up on the Nexus. And I think it startled a few people. Because it's been a while since he's actually acted this aggressive.
It was a very interesting change of pace, actually. You're right. He's not the chill John Morrison anymore. You know?
Yeah. And that kind of aggression, I think, is necessary if he's going into the chamber. I had the pleasure and honor of seeing him work in person in the chamber last year, and I would like to thank whoever on the committee who put this together for putting him in the ISO chamber directly in front of myself. Enjoy that view through most of the match, which contrary to popular belief, was not the reason I didn't see Undertaker get set on fire last year.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't bring that up. And because I know somebody might have a problem with it. But I don't think he's listening. He's not supposed to be back till Monday.
Oh, yeah, him. Yeah.
And thankfully my sound man's not going to scare the crap out of me. Tempted as I'm sure he is.
Yeah, who the hell do you think you are? Yeah.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Thank you, Tom.
I'm out.
little delay, but we're there. We're a good team. Sorry
Shut
about
up.
That. I got kicked off of Skype. Okay.
Okay. But notwithstanding, Morrison's aggression shown in the way he just, you know, he just tore, he was tearing into Nexus. I'm really looking forward to his performance in the chamber. I really think that they're finally getting behind Morrison. And that will reflect further in Pickham's later on.
Yeah, it will.
Let's just say I've got 8 very good reasons to vote for him in the chamber, but... And to throw in in the spirit of Valentine's Day, we got to witness the return of the great Kali and Ranjan Singh. Kali is done with his obligations with the Indian Big Brother he was participating in over the last few months. And they brought out a kiss cam and said, we're going to send cameras every which way. And boy, did they pick some winners. Jim, what did you think of the little bit of the ho-yay going on with Regal and Zach?
Oh, God.
Well,
that was
woo-woo-woo, you know it. That was funny. That was funny seeing the comedic side of Lord Stephen Regal, William Regal, if you will. Nice to see, because we don't really get to see his true personality, and we got to, you know, have a little fun with that, so that was cool. But I have to say about that segment, I think Chris Hansen was on standby at one point.
Are you speaking right now?
Yes, I mean, that was, would you like to have a seat horn squaggle? Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, because Ariel Winter, who is, I think, well, I'm look at how old she actually is. She is, I'm sorry, just give me a second. She is 12 years old. 13, actually.
13. She just had a birthday last month, yes.
She's 13. Yeah. Yeah, that was a little oogie with the horn swoggle and the chocolate, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Hornswoggle, you're going after a 13-year-old girl.
Strangers with candy, and she only kissed him on the cheek.
It's not so much what she did, it's what he did. The pursuer over the pursuee, you see.
Now, that's a judgment call, and 90% of the people Chris Hansen caught got off anyway, so.
That's true. In more ways than one, I think.
Oh. Yeah. Who that man? Please do that.
That's dumb.
And almost appropriate. Actually, the other one that really got me was DiBiase, Nerys, and Yoshitatsu.
Yes, that was great.
I think if they had gone a little, I think they should have taken the heart and gone a little bit wider just to watch Yoshitatsu bump for getting kissed by Nerys.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
But alas, all of this awesome was overshadowed by 15 minutes of some of the most amazing, electrifying, and out-of-this-world promo work that we have all come to expect from the man known as The Rock.
Now, Nikki, may I set this up if you don't mind, please?
What was Jim going to say?
Oh, I'm sorry, my fault.
No, I wasn't going to say anything. Go ahead.
I was going to say something. 15 minutes of what we've been waiting almost 7 years to hear again, barring the little exchange at the Hall of Fame a few years back.
Right.
And maybe he'll actually behave himself. Okay, Jason, go ahead.
Nikki, I apologize again profusely. The rumors were going around legitimately, as Dwayne Johnson had said it, that Justin Bieber was going to be the host for Raw, for WrestleMania. That was absolutely 100% true. Except that a deal was made in the last, you know, waning hours, probably over the weekend, last weekend, for Dwayne to get some money. And I'm guessing probably high six figures, maybe seven, to do this. Who knows?
I think he's more than worth it, and I think he's a better fit than Justin Bieber. You know, granted, you know, we have a much younger crowd, but much of these newer young fans have heard these stories about The Rock, have seen videos about The Rock. The Rock is all over the YouTube, and will always finds a way to sneak into a show, and just tell everybody to stop and make him listen, or make you listen, or at least just make Michael Cole shut up for a minute. If not that hard. So. I was blown away. The crowd was just absolutely not good.
Whoa!
Just like that.
That sounded a little delayed.
Well, I'm probably not giving enough cues to the gentleman running the soundboard. I'm not used to having somebody doing this for me, so, you know. Carl, don't panic. I'm trying. I can do. I'll try to do better here. But in the course of this 10-15 minutes, because the show ran till 11:20 p.m.
And my DVR only ran till 11:15.
I deliberately set mine for an extra 35 minutes. Just for such contingencies as this. But in the course of this, Rock shut down Michael Cole, called out Miz, called out Cena. Whoops, what is this doing? Sorry, my computer's being stupid. Rock shuts down Michael Cole, shuts down the GM, calls out John Cena, calls out The Miz, gets all the fans out.
Feet is ego.
It's not hard. And all this just a host. But come on, guys, we know better. DRM, Rock's not just going to go out there and talk at Mania.
Oh, no. No, hell no. I was saying this on Monday night, or actually no, Tuesday morning I should say, because I was after I, it looks like they're setting up for Rock Cena. I don't know if we're going to get it, but it looks like they're actually setting up for that confrontation to happen. If not within the next coming weeks, we're going to have something happen at Mania between the two of them.
That screams WrestleMania to me. Is Jim, do you think they would shoehorn Miz in there just to say, well, yeah, it's a WrestleMania moment, but if we want it in the main event, we might need to put a title in there too? Jim, you still with us? Did I lose Jim again? Well, Jason, you I'll give you the spot. Do you think they'll shoehorn Miz in there?
Nope. Because the Miz is going to be, well, I think the Miz will be busy on Sunday, WrestleMania Sunday, with someone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the rule about what happens on TV. If you say it on TV, it's going to happen in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, would not sign a deal unless the match has been made. It just does not make any logical sense not to do it.
And unlike they made sure the ink was dry on the contract before they went ahead with a storyline.
Exactly. The ink was barely dry. Exactly. Because also, this could be something very interesting. Remember WrestleMania 18 where Rock was the face and Hogan was the heel?
Are they really going to have Rock pass the torch?
No. Try this.
I think I know where Jason's going, but go ahead, Jason.
Try this. Cena has been a face for how long?
6 years.
Okay. Think about this. Cena beats The Rock at Mania and becomes a heel. Screws over The Rock in some way. Be fucked over for the merchandise, but wow, wouldn't that be fun?
Will he? Because if he turns heel, yeah, he loses the kids, but he'll win over the internet.
I mean, by the way, that thought just hit me now. But wow, not bad, huh?
Yeah.
Cena been a face for over 7 years? I mean, we're talking because it was the lead up to 20 where he made the turn.
Yeah, he turned to 20 because that's when he won the title. That's where he won the title and dove into the crowd. And I believe
No, 20 was U.S. title.
U.S. title, you're right. Sorry.
Chris year.
Can you guys hear me?
Now we can.
I got it. Now I know what it feels like to be JR Sugar, September 1996. Okay. no, it's okay. Tech problems on my end. No biggie.
So Jim, if I may, Nikki, I'm sorry, what did you think of The Rock's promo and all of that stuff?
Matt Stryker could probably sum up my feelings truly if Carl can hit that. But I will say it was some of the best televised sports entertainment, if I must be technical, I've seen in some time. Best promo works in Styles' promo when he quit the Raw job easily.
And I was there live to listen to Joey Styles quit his job. I stood up and I took my hat off.
Indeed. It was truly a moment. It was truly a moment last night, rather Monday night, seeing The Rock do his thing. That's what it was, actually, yes.
And to give you guys an idea of how powerful this is, scrolling up and down on my Facebook Monday night, I saw wrestlers working out. Do you know how hard it is to get a worker, a wrestler, to mark? Despite all of their denials that they are not marks, you guys are full of crap and you know it. Just for the record.
Yeah, sure.
So that just tells you how much, what kind of power Rock has, power that Cena wishes he had, that current wrestlers right now just don't have and can't seem to achieve. Hopefully with The Rock there, everybody's going to have to get their shit together. Jim, sorry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he brings it up to a level we haven't seen since the late Attitude Era. And by the way, I don't know if you guys mentioned this while I got cut off. Interesting to note, after the initial first censoring of a bleep word, they let the Rock run roughshod. I loved it. Thank you for not butchering and censoring his every word.
And when they replayed it on SmackDown tonight, that bleep was gone.
Mm-hmm.
They let everything through.
This is true. The Rock tells PG to fuck off. Here I'm going for the jugular every chance he can. Yeah.
Although I will say the one unauthentic thing that he said, because most of the promo was authentic to me. When he said, to use Michael Cole, and I quote, when he said, "I'm not here for the money, I'm not here to promote a movie." Number one, yeah, you're doing it for the money, and yeah, you're here to promote Fast Five, okay? Be real, folks. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Fast Five, yeah. Mm.
Speaking of the censoring and stuff, Universal HD feed replays for tomorrow. They might leave it all in. Mung Dulce, one of the Spanish channels that I believe airs it on Wednesdays.
They air Wednesday and Sundays. Wednesdays in English, Sunday night at 8 o'clock in Spanish, but who's going to watch it this Sunday? Ha-ha!
There you go. But apparently, they did not censor it either.
That's correct.
By rights, they shouldn't, because those are all words that are legal under TVPG, if I understand the rating correctly.
Wait, some bitch is allowed on TVPG?
I think.
Well, let's also keep it real. Back in various parts of the Attitude Era, it was a TVPG rating at many times, and also, you want to go further, it was 11 o'clock in the friggin' evening. Come on.
Speaking of time, though, here's a question. I haven't seen it yet, so I have no idea. What was the overrun rating? Oh, the overrun rating, just the overrun.
Let me take a look. I'll look for that.
Thanks, Jim, because my notebook is kind of... So, I know...
You're
mine
both, yes.
Well, I am on a borrowed computer, so ladies and gentlemen, one of the other reasons you might not have heard my voice in recent weeks is the fact that my laptop died on a Monday, and my desktop died on a Wednesday.
Did Edge come over and, like, completely, like, handle it, shall we say?
Edge got the laptop first, and the only thing that we couldn't salvage was the hard drive, damn it.
Oh. That's rough.
The desktop is in a secure location for now. However, if the Rated R Superstar would like to stop by and take a look at it for his own interests, he's more than welcome, and I'll be happy to pass along my physical address, just not on the air. Dude, call me. Anyway, Yeah, I know. That never works.
Well, yeah. It's never worked on my end either for the women, so hey, you know. Anyway. Still expecting a call for Natalia soon, but anyway. That's either here nor there. Still looking for the number. Thank you.
Oh, The Rock overrun did 5.7 million viewers.
Mm. Thank you, Jason.
And what is that in Nielsenese?
It jumped 20% from the show's overall number.
So maybe more like... So the overrun was probably like a 3.6, 3.7.
Yep.
Wow.
Damn!
Now it is now time for my obligatory minute with TNA.
Mm-hmm.
And as usual, it involves.
Well, I'm sorry. I had too many tacos last night.
What the hell was that?
That is a Price is Right buzzer.
Or Pathfinder.
Yes, correct.
Oh, good lord.
When you step on the wrong number, you get this sound effect. If you play it again, please.
I need to fail.
There's a delay to Thibodeau, I think, yes.
But yes, I do. I just,
there we go.
There it is.
Thank you. That sound effect is more than appropriate for two reasons.
Number one,
TNA is out of their freaking minds putting the belt back on Jeff Hardy, knowing that his legal troubles are not complete.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they knew about number two, depending on the source. The lawyer was either sick or dealing with another case. Which means one more continuance. Which means we've got a continuance that's going to land somewhere around mid-late March. I don't have the exact date. So excuse me a moment while I facepalm.
Is this ever going to go to fucking trial?
By the time they'll get there, Jeff Hardy will forget what he was on.
Oh,
wow. If Judge Judy would bang out this shit a lot faster, come on.
Jeff Hardy, TNA, once again, you fail. And apparently so did the soundboard.
Yes. Where did you get that? Wow.
Oh,
oh my
Carl.
God. That is
you.
Okay, that is expressing certain days at work. Right.
It entertains somebody faces, yes.
Oh, my God.
And that's expressing every fucking day at this hellhole called RPI. Oh,
my
God.
That was the epic atomic F-bomb.
From the IRG. Makes me all humble. There are a couple other things with TNA, though, there's one I wanted to bring up, if I may,
okay.
Nikki. There was something brought up on, actually, I think it was WrestleChat, hence I give them the cheap plug, that there is something to be said about Matt Hardy taking credit for the bump in the ratings TNA was getting. He was kind of bragging about it on Twitter, talking about, no coincidence why the ratings aren't up, Jeff. Teaming up, doing all sorts of wonderful things, so on and so forth, which is funny because they got knocked back down a point or a decimal or two this week from like a 1-2 to 1-1, so.
They 1-1-3 was the rating.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, adding yet another WWE cast off does nothing.
Yeah, pretty much. There's also, going further with that, it's funny you mentioned that, Nikki. There was something mentioned. I'll have to bring up the link. Yes, TNA changing their direction again.
Again?
Yeah. Throw away the 7-year rule. With TNA, it's the 6-month rule, isn't it? Yes. This posted, what is it, the 18th? This is a couple days ago. Amongst
TNA
wrestling officials. I'm sorry, VR, I'm glad.
No, wait, when was it posted?
This was posted on WrestleChat a couple of days ago. Amongst TNA wrestling officials, there's been talk of changing the focus from big-name veteran stars of yesteryear to, wait for it, the younger performers in the organization. The source feels that Impact's ratings in the coming weeks will be the deciding factor. It may go that way, it may not. So they may be going back to what worked in the early years, you can hope. I'm not buying it, but...
Well, at the end of that, does it say Raja by any chance?
No, it's from... it might... it may not. I'm not sure why. No, what I mean is... No. Let me... What the hell am I saying? I don't know the wrestling writer, so I don't know if there's anything to it, so I'm sorry.
No. You don't understand. I hate to explain...
You missed the Raja joke.
I hate to... Do I need to explain the joke, CRM? Don't explain the joke.
I feel very dumb now.
Well, I'm laughing because you guys are laughing, but could you explain it to me in the short Reader's Digest version?
All right. On the forums, whenever there'd be a piece of news with a Z, it would all... often come up with X may or may not have this. creditraja.com.
Okay,
I didn't see anything from raja.com. Just saying.
No. We're talking about the joke though, because
you said it may not.
And that, we thought that's what you were actually making you were punning towards Raja, and I just that killed me.
Oh, so. Yeah. So I unintentionally made a joke. God, I'm dead.
Yes.
No. I was not trying to. Gee, wow. I'm done. Yeah.
Be proud.
Yes. I guess, I think.
I don't know. And turn off SportsCenter because I don't want to watch the Dale Earnhardt crash again.
Three! And also with TNA, I might as well just close the door up. A certain... female wrestler who was slated to be on NXT is working some dark matches.
Yes.
Yes, Isis the Amazon has decided to find her way down to Orlando. You think they'll go ahead and bring her in, since it seems that the Knockouts division has almost done a complete 180 and turned more into a cheesecake department, or the beautiful people and then everybody else?
They've got to do something, and according to what I'm reading, there is some heat, major heat from her, for her backstage. So she's not the greatest of wrestlers, according to some. So that's problematic in and of itself. There, they've got to do something, and if this is a quick fix, maybe that's a quick fix. Just, you know, buy a little time, throw in a big Gigantor person in there, you know. I don't know.
I just kind of wish that they had the stupid crap, you know, done, you know, the pictures that seem to get her fired from the Fed. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But... let's see, from large women to large numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go through this fairly quickly. Tonight, SmackDown celebrated their 600th episode. I'm not sure if they've counted little things like the SmackDown special that they aired in late 2005, or the fact that they broadcast and rebroadcast their sci-fi debut. But since we are only at episode 160, we can't really pick on them.
No, but that's cool, by the way. 160, congratulations, guys. Awesome stuff.
But, you know, we could count those two-hour shows as one show each, like they do with Raw. Maybe not.
Stop that. However, I will give props to the guys who are doing the flashback montages, as they decided to rib Booker T.
That was fun.
Please do it! Please!
Booker was laughing.
I Booger was probably blushing, too, because I wonder if he thought that maybe, just maybe, they had forgotten about that.
I was personally hoping to see the footage of Booker T vomiting on Michael Cole again, but you know, hey, fun times.
So, and you know, I don't want to say this too loud, or they're going to stop using the footage, but Benoit was in there. Shh. I saw him.
Oh yeah.
Excuse me. Oh, what in the
Viva La Raza?
It, not only in the Viva La Raza thing, but in Rey Mysterio's debut, granted it's from the back, but Benoit's one of the two people that catches Rey when he does, when he flies, when he leaps off the top of the cage in his, the night he debuted.
There's one paintbox editor fired.
Like I said, I don't want them to think that we know.
That's right, we're not supposed to know.
I thought that was a jobber. I thought that was loser Lenny Lane in his one tryout match. What? Oh.
I am not gonna make the Bob Holly joke.
Sparky plug, indeed.
So. But it was actually very, very light on the wrestling show, knowing that all of their big names are going to be participating in the chamber this Sunday. So it's time for me to put the show on, put the brakes on the show for just a moment, so I don't have proper brakes for this, so maybe I should just say, but wait!
There we go.
VRM, would you like to do the honors of writing down our pick-ems?
Yes! Stand by while I get get Excel. Oh, Excel is up.
Okay.
New documents.
All right. This is a very, very light card. Lighter than even the Rumble. There are only four matches listed, but the chambers will probably be nice, long affairs.
Nikki?
Yes.
For what it's worth, Wikipedia puts a fifth match on there. The they have Santino and Kozlov versus the Core for the tag team titles. If you can confirm that, if anybody can confirm that, well, we can go with that, too.
Okay. Let me figure out some numbers here. One, two...
Abacus needed.
Any points ideas for how we should do the two chambers? Obviously, a point for the winner.
First in the chamber, first eliminated. And I think with first into the chamber, we can count either of the, can we count either of the two starters, or?
Let's do it this way. 1 point for the winner. 1 point for first eliminated. And 1 point for one of the starters.
Okay, the tag team match is on WWE.com. Just wanted to confirm that.
It is?
Yes, so it's five matches.
Okay, so they must have just put that up because I didn't have it on here.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a second while I refresh. There it is.
There we go.
Okay. So, chambers are the chambers are 3 points each. 1 point, there will only be 1 point for the WWE title, 1 point for the Intercontinental title, and 2 points for the tag match, winner and pinned.
Okay.
VRM, did you get all that?
All right. 10-pointer on the line here, if I'm not mistaken.
Tag winner, tag pinned, chambers, and I see. Got it.
And the WWE title match.
As the wind howls outside my window. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to start with the Intercontinental title match. Kofi Kingston is facing Alberto Del Rio. These two seem to have rubbed each other the wrong way for the past couple of weeks. Does Kofi lose the title to this arrogant Mexican? Jim?
Logic would say he would, but I am going to say he does not. I'm going to say Kofi gets the win because Del Rio, why would they give him the Intercontinental title going into a World Heavyweight Championship match a month and a half away?
Okay.
So I go Kofi.
Okay, Jason?
Alberto Del Rio is going, I'm sorry, Kofi Kingston is going to win by disqualification. Leaving them both strong. Kofi will keep the belt, and Alberto Del Rio will keep his WrestleMania momentum going.
Okay. VRM, I've got, let me hear your pick.
My first pick in how many months? Kofi wins the match, Del Rio wins the segment.
Let's see. Carl is saying Del Rio wins, but by disqualification. And I'm also taking Kofi because, yeah, number one, Del Rio doesn't need it. Number two, Del Rio has momentum right now. So VRM's probably got the best. I think VRM's got the best idea. Kofi's going to keep his belt, but Del Rio's going to be the one walking out with a smile on his face. Second will be the WWE Tag Team titles being defended. Santino and Kozlov will be facing the core, specifically Gabriel and Slater, but we know they're all going to be out there.
All right.
Darren, what do you see? Who wins and who gets pinned?
Trying to see. I'm going to say that thanks to interference from Big Show taking out the other members of the core, it's going to be the Cobra pinning... Santino pins Slater.
Okay. Jim?
I have a feeling they're going to get rid of, this might be a big, the big title change, maybe, I don't know. I'm going to go core over Santino and Kozlov, specifically Gabriel over Santino after countering the Cobra.
Jason?
I disagree. I think Santino and Kozlov as champs are still working. Santino over Gabriel.
Let's see. Carl is calling Santino and Kozlov retaining and Gabriel getting pinned. Santino pinning Gabriel. Okay. Santino pins Gabriel. All right. Mine, I think that they've really got to start moving the core up. Yes, Big Show is going to interfere, but Zeke is going to nullify that interference. Justin Gabriel pins Santino off the 450.
Ooh, interesting.
Okay. So let's see. What do we got? All right. WWE Championship, The Miz facing, of all people, Jerry the King Lawler. Now, if it wasn't for the fact that Michael Cole can't shut up for 30 seconds, either digging on King or kissing Miz's ass, I'd actually be enjoying this feud. Jason, get me out of this.
Simple and easy. I'm going to call this one. Jerry Lawler will win the title Sunday night and lose it the next night on Raw. He will have his one moment tonight, moment in the sun, saying he was a world champion.
AWA notwithstanding.
I'm sorry?
AWA title notwithstanding.
Yes, but you understand what I mean, though.
Yeah.
Jim, do you agree?
Jason just stole my thunder. Absolutely. I'm with you, buddy. I'm going Lawler, and exactly to the T. The rematch the next night, Miz wins with an assist from Michael Cole on Raw Monday night. But Sunday night, it's all about the King. He wins.
DRM?
Taking the words right out of my mouth. King wins it on Sunday night, gets Cole to shut up for a night, then loses it the next night, eventually setting up the, please, I hope they do this, King beating Cole's ass at WrestleMania.
And JR coming back.
Excuse me?
Well, you know, if the play-by-play guy's not going to be announcing, just saying, you know.
I'm trying to decide if WWE wants, is willing, is that brave. I really am. I really am. And I think this is just going to be a great, big, unholy mess. So I'm going to go against the grain, guys. Lawler wins by DQ because all the interference, the referee's just going to get frustrated and throw the match out. Lawler's going to get another shot at Mania.
Ooh.
What? He's been talking about being a champion at Mania. He's not talking about being a champion at Chamber. He's talking about being a champ at Mania. Michael Cole and Alex Riley are going to get involved. It's all going to break down. Lawler wins this by DQ. Of course, I'm probably going to be eating a lot of crow next week, but I'm going to take that chance.
Go for it.
Why not? I mean, hell, I've thrown more crow. I've eaten more crow than a Kentucky Fried Crow restaurant. I mean, seriously.
Gee, that crow tastes terrific.
Mm-hmm.
So, SmackDown. Okay. We've got two more here real quick. SmackDown Elimination Chamber for the World Heavyweight Championship. I noticed that the picture on WWE.com has removed the recently fired Dolph Ziggler. So currently, we have Edge as the World Heavyweight Champion, Kane, Drew McIntyre, Rey Mysterio, and Wade Barrett. So, who wins? Name one person who starts. And who is the first eliminated? And I'm going to throw a bonus point in there. VRM, put in another line.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who is number six? And nobody gets that reference.
I know his number six, Kid Next Door. Correct?
That's a good one, but that's not the reference I was looking for.
Were you going for the prisoners? The prisoner?
Yes, because even Jericho covered it.
Okay.
I am not a number, I am a free man. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. So, Jim, I will start with you.
You're a sick person. Person who wins the match, I'm going to say Edge wins.
Okay.
I want to say one of the first two to start is going to be, good question. I'm going to go Barrett's going to start. Take that back.
All right.
Didn't say that. I'm going to go Mysterio's going to start. What are the other ones? First one eliminated?
Yes.
First one eliminated is going to be whoever the sixth person is. It's going to be whoever, you can see I'm stalling, I don't know. Drew McIntyre will be the first eliminated. And the surprise entrant will be Dolph Ziggler himself. They will find Vicky's very vindictive. She'll find a way for her man to get back in.
What a
all
competitor.
Right. Jason.
Okay. Edge wins. First one in is Drew McIntyre. Number six is Dolph Ziggler. And Dolph Ziggler will be also be the first one eliminated.
Okay. Darren?
I want to take a look at who the rest of their rest of the heel roster is, because I'm just wondering, are they going to try and sell it? And another thing, which here's another thing that they might do. Which chamber goes on first?
True. I don't know. They don't. The lineup could go. Can go any direction. But they usually open with a chamber match.
Right.
If this is the late one, I think there's a couple of other ideas. But go ahead.
Yeah. If it's a late one, there are a couple other ideas. Fuck. But yeah, Ray's gonna start. Drew's out first. Edge is gonna win, and Dolph's gonna be number six.
Okay. So that leaves me, although I'll give you Carl's picks real quick.
Yeah, and who did Carl pick for the title match? I never got that.
Oh, sorry. Lawler wins. His chamber picks, Rey Mysterio starts, Edge will retain, Ziggler will be in there regardless. Okay, first pin doesn't have for me.
We got 4 minutes, so.
I know. I'm gonna try to get through this as quickly as I can. I'm gonna get his first pin thing here real quick. But for me, okay. He says Drew is the first one pinned. Okay, Edge retains. I would have Drew McIntyre start. He will also be my first one eliminated. And through some finagling, that number six, let's see, it needs to be a heel. It's going to be Ezekiel Jackson.
Ooh!
Whoa!
Good choice!
Boom shakalaka.
Okay. So, real quick, this is going to be fast. Raw Chamber, number one contendership, Cena, Morrison, Sheamus, Punk, Orton, Truth. What I need in this one, essentially, who wins one of the starters and who gets 10 at Jason Go?
The winner is going to be John Morrison. The person who's going to get pinned is John Cena with distraction from The Rock. First one in, R-Truth.
Okay. Jim, go.
It's WrestleMania. Cena's going to end up winning, sadly. sorry, I had to pull him that trip. First one in, one of them will be CM Punk. First one out, I'm going to go with Sheamus.
Okay. VRM?
Yeah, Punk starts, Sheamus is out first, and, I'm going to go Orton.
Okay. I see Punk starting, I see Truth getting pinned first if he's not kicked out of the chamber altogether, and Morrison wins. Carl, we'll bring you in so you can give us your picks and your plug.
Hi.
Hi, Carl.
Hi. All right, first in, R-Truth. I have Cena getting pinned, and Orton's going to win.
Baby oil! No!
Sexy time.
And the rest of the show is all you, Carl. Go for it.
All right, thank you. The first couple of weeks here on the CLWA3 Network, this program has done really well. I mentioned to Nikki privately, we've done archive downloads for about 291 last week, and the week before that was like 100 and something. What was it? Yeah, I'll just have to scroll all the way up.
It was
134.
So, my God, we have an audience. We have a following.
And thank you.
Yes.
Tell your friends. Let's go for 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
If all right. I can get 100,000 people on his Twitter like that, we can get 1,000 people. We can get 1,000 people in a month. Let's keep this show moving. We still have.
And that's it.
Whoops, we're on archive.
Oh, well.
But that's okay. That's really okay. I think we covered pretty much everything we were going to cover.
So Nikki, tell us about some road stories now that we're in archive.
Okay.
Now we're in archive, I'm getting off. So, good night, guys.
Night, Aaron.
Later.
Okay. Well, first I will submit my wrestler's excuse for Friday night. Friday night, DJ invited me to meet him up at Kent State University. The college was holding a Nick Nemeth appreciation night for now former world heavyweight champion Dolph Ziggler. They apparently had a big to-do for him during the meet. I unfortunately missed most of the actual event because just the fact that it started at 7 o'clock and it's a 2-hour drive up to the college. But DJ and I were one of the first people in line, and Dolph was very cool with everybody, despite the fact that yes, we all dug on him pretty bad. As soon as he comes around the corner, the guys in front of us start chanting, "Nikki Ziggles! Nikki Ziggles!" I wasn't much better. I have a picture from 2005 when he was caddying for Kerwin White and gave that to him as a gift. despite this, he still signed a picture that I took of him just a few weeks ago when they had SmackDown in Cincinnati. And he was also gracious enough when I decided to be stingy and get back in line. As I come around the corner, he sees me and rubs his chin like that. "Oh, you look familiar." So when I come up, I said, "I wouldn't come through this line if it wasn't important." He looked at me and said, "All right, who's on deathbed?" I said, "My camera. I'm not really sure that first picture took." I had made Dolph Ziggler facepalm. But it was worth the second picture. DJ actually has the better story because he ended up conversing with members of Dolph's family who had attended the event. I was not introduced, but that's okay. But it was well worth the drive. Dolph was very gracious. It wasn't a huge line, and it was a great group of people, all told. Saturday morning, I got up too damn early, and DJ came and picked me up, and we drove out to Indianapolis. The Autorama out there, actually, no, it was Cavalcade of Customs, but still, all the car shows seem to run at this time of year. And we see them in Pittsburgh and Indianapolis and Detroit and Columbus. All through this area are the big auto shows. They had managed to get Shawn Michaels to come sign autographs. So we get there about 10:15 and we go get in line. While we were there, there's a couple of fans who I've run into at multiple shows in South Ohio who waved us up close to the front of the line. So we were going to get through there fairly quickly. We were laughing because the Cavalcade of Customs people do not know how to spell his name. They put up a little placard that says Shawn Michaels, S-H-A-U-N.
Fail!
Oh, Jesus.
Fail!
They like the old AWA words, S-E-A-N.
At least it wasn't S-E-A-N.
Yes.
Oh, my God, fail.
Oh, it gets better. We tell them that this is a problem. They said, okay. They take the little sign down, and then they put up this great big banner with the same spelling error. Double fail. So we heckle them until they take the banner down and take it back to the printers to get it fixed. Which, I'm impressed, they did get it fixed before Sean arrived.
Thank God.
So
you should ask for the original.
I took pictures. This exists.
Oh, yeah, I got a TV.
Oh, boy.
This fail exists.
Send it to Matthew. Yes.
Yes, please. Please do.
Okay. They will be on Facebook in the next couple of days. I promise. I cannot do anything with my website right now since I lack a computer to do so.
I understand. That's
okay.
True thing.
Mine was enormous. And we saw so much, so much nostalgia being discussed, especially to one gentleman who had a pay-per-view chair from Survivor Series 1997.
Whoa.
Whoa.
It gets better. He got Bret Hart to sign it in pink paint marker.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, shit.
He had a paint marker in hand to get Sean to sign it, which
Sean did
sign the chair.
Holy cow!
Wow,
that's a landmine right there, folks.
That's a $1,000 chair right there.
Exactly,
it's gotta be.
And even without the autograph, somebody would probably pay a pretty penny just for that chair.
Yep.
I got my encyclopedia signed, and I also signed a photograph that I had taken with him back in 2008 when he was still tagging with Ric Flair, of him just goofing around on the ramp. I didn't get to talk to him very long because we knew that the line was going to turn into a cattle drive.
Mm-hmm.
This line just went on forever and ever and ever. Amen. He was pretty much dressed. He was pretty much in his Skinner outfit, wearing a hunting shirt and jeans and boots, and looked like he'd just come back. He'd just come out of the hills, but that's all right. It was just good.
Mm-hmm.
We took a walk back down through the line, ran into a couple people. Oh, I left out a part. I'm sorry. After I got my picture taken and I got my stuff together, DJ hands me his camera, and I take his picture with Sean. There was a gentleman a couple places back in line from us who knew me from another autograph session, hands me his camera, so I'm taking his picture. Before somebody else can hand me their camera, somebody in the crowd yells, hey, man, get off the stage! I'm not holding up the line. But it's nice to be recognized.
Yes.
But this was very much worth it. Both of these recruit pictures are on my Facebook and will be transferred to NikkiHaman.com once I am finally technologically resolved.
We'll fix it by Monday, right?
Well, no. See, that's the thing. What's going on with my laptop is that I'm waiting for the hard drive replacement to come in. The hard drive was, thank God, under warranty.
Mm-hmm.
So Western Digital owes me a hard drive, and that's coming. Monday morning, my desktop is being turned over to a very dear friend of mine who works in IS, who we both suspect that my motherboard has gone
kaput,
so,
yeah.
Because the hard drive seemed to be all right. I was getting power to the system, but it would turn on and do nothing else.
Yeah, your motherboard's probably shot.
So, he and I are going to work out a deal. We're going to probably just get a new tower built. He's going to put the hard drive back in because it's a half terabyte. I don't need another hard drive yet. And the DVD-ROM in there is less than a year old. And as long as that hasn't been completely blown, we're going to put that back in, too. So I will have a computer sooner or later. Just got to figure out the money.
All right.
This coming Friday, Carl, I hate to impose on you once again. But I have looked at my schedule, and there is a possibility that I might be on the road when the radio show begins.
Okay.
Next Friday, Ring of Honor will be in Dayton, Ohio. And they're featured, and one of their, two of their featured guests are a couple of dorks that we all know. And no, I don't mean Tim Donst. The world's greatest tag team, a.k.a. Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin, who are now Ring of Honor stars, will both be there, and they're doing a meet and greet before the event.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Very nice.
So I'm thinking about printing out some pictures I took of them facing each other at a house show in Canada, 20 minutes of sheer unadulterated work rate that WWE never put on TV, damn it.
Hmm.
Or at least bringing Charlie a picture of his JBL impersonation. I was at the event that he actually did that.
There you go.
Nice.
So, you know, apologies in advance. I do plan to be on next Friday's show, and I will be, you know, happy to brag a little bit about Ring of Honor. And that following weekend, I will be on the road quite a bit for SmackDown house shows in my area.
Mm. Well, I'm always here when needed to run the sucker. So,
Carl, again, I hate to impose on you. I honestly do want to do my own show.
We'll get there eventually. No big deal.
Okay.
I'm always here. Don't worry.
Okay. And, Jim, I owe you sound bites.
Carl, I owe you something, too. So.
All right. We'll get all it together this week coming up.
I'm going to hang up, guys, but thank you.
All right, Jason.
As always. Thank you, Nikki.
All right, Jason. Thanks, my friend.
Good night, bro.
Thank you, Nikki.
No problem, Jason.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy that TV, you son of a gun. No, Ohio.
Ohio, yeah.
Well, it's Vizio. It's awesome. I mean, come on.
It is. I have one. Mm-hmm.
Better than my Sanyo, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
And what have I got downstairs? I think it's a Samsung.
I had a Samsung. It was nice, though.
Well, I only paid $100 for mine, so I'm happy.
Well, there you
damn.
Go.
Damn.
That's, yeah.
Yo.
It be, what was it, a Black Friday deal or something?
It was a salvage deal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, very nice.
The insurance company put this PlayStation 3 and a DVD player up for auction. It was from a theft recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So, what, you know, there was nothing wrong with this stuff. The PS3 looks like it's been beaten. It got beat around a little bit, but it runs. And turns out it's a first gen with all of the backward compatibility software in it because it runs all my PS1 games.
Very nice.
So for $200, I got myself a flat screen TV, a PS3, and a DVD player.
Who could ask for anything more?
Yeah, as I spent $300 on a new phone this week. Mm-hmm.
Well, it must be nice to have money, folks. Oh, hi.
No, I don't. It was extra.
Oh, yeah, tax money. I still have to do
money. There you go. Exactly. Oops. Thank you.
No, I forgot to do something. Well, yeah. Again, that's got to wait until I get a computer in here because I ain't doing that crap by hand.
I luckily have an accountant for an uncle, so there you go.
Oh, lucky you. My dad could probably do my taxes, but he'd want a shit ton more paperwork.
I only used the accountant for the first time last year, but anyway, yeah. All righty.
There you go. Well, Jim, tell you what. I'm going to be on the road middle of the week. So, late Tuesday. Or...
Yes.
Monday after Raw or something like that. Just call me up if we can do the soundbite over the phone or however you want to do
it. Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about that myself. Yeah, that's no problem. That's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, Monday, 11 o'clock in the evening, you're sure you want to say your piece then, I mean, that's fine. I have no problem with it, but...
Yeah, the other thing I was thinking is that tomorrow and Sunday, I'm going to be doing some OT.
Okay.
So, you know, I could be 10 minutes away from my desk. There's, like, nobody's going to be in the building, and I can find... There's a couple of places I can go where nobody's going to hear.
Well, what I'm going to end up doing, I'm going to call you from my house phone, and then I'll record you via Skype.
Okay.
So I'll call you back. And so, because I don't have an official Skype number, quote unquote, I'll just come up as either unlisted, a bunch of zeros, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, or something. I don't know.
Okay. So yeah, I've got to see tomorrow and Sunday, and I'll be in a very quiet environment. So. If you want to get it that quick, you can. If not, you know, catch me on the wrong.
Well, right now at this point, the NAWC is about the only show that's regularly going to be on for the next couple of months on the network, so it's no
problem. And a pre-recorded one upcoming, starting actually in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the night shift, yes.
No, I'm talking about my other show.
Live.
Yeah.
Live show, I meant.
One live show, one pre-recorded, yeah.
So this isn't something pressing.
Right. So if Monday night after Raw is fine, I'll go with that. That'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, but
all
I'm
right.
Like.
But yeah, I did want to get that to you, Carl. So I'm not ducking that.
That's all right. I understand.
All righty. Well, gentlemen, I think that's going to do it for all of us. I'm gonna cool it for now. See,
all right.
Close all this stuff out so that I can actually get this thing to run. And this time I'm a buddy from Hawaii, so I might have to call him in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we're all going to head off here.
Yep.
All righty.
So you guys have a good night.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Later.
Sure thing.
All right. CLWA3.com is your home for everything CLWA3 network related. Although it's not up at the moment, it's getting worked on. For now, please visit CLWA3 network on the following social networking sites. Facebook on the Facebook page, twitter.com/CLWA3 network. Also, don't forget the Blog Talk Radio page, CLWA3 network, put at the end of the following URL, www.blogtalkradio.com/CLWA3 network. The CL Files returns in 2 weeks, pre-recorded each week. Day that I'll put it up will be determined still later on. But don't forget this show every Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. Good night, everybody.